Namandavati 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 namandavati. I'd like to begin my talk this morning by reading from one of Shindan's hymns, the Shozo Matsuwasan, his hymns on the Dharma Ages. 診断中にの肖像松尾さんをいただいてから、あの、ご法話をさせていただきたいと思います。 I invite you to join me in Gassho. Gassho お願いします。 Persons who truly realize Shinjin, which is directed to them through Amida's vow of wisdom, receive the benefit of being grasped, never to be abandoned. Hence they attain the stage equal to perfect enlightenment. Mida chigan no eko no shingyo makoto ni uru hito wa seshu fusha no riyaku yue to shogaku ni itaru nari to namandabutsu 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 namandabutsu. Good morning, everyone. Minasan, ohayou gozaimasu. Very nice to see you all here this time of year. In Japan, this time of year is kind of the golden week season. So in the years past, my wife and I have been going back to Japan at this time of year. まあ今までこのゴールデンウィークの日本のゴールデンウィークなんですけど 4月の末と5月の頭で、あの、大体私と妻が日本にいることがあります。 大体この時期に帰るんですね。 And there are a few different reasons we do that. One of those reasons is that this is really a good time to go to Japan. It's the winter season has finished, so it's warmed up. And yet it's not quite too hot. The rains haven't started yet. So it's really a comfortable time to be in Japan. Also, our son, his birthday is in June. And so this past year, we made a point of going back at this time of year because my wife was going to stay for about 1 month. And we wanted to make sure that he could come back before he turned two. Because up until the age of two, children fly for free on international flights. And so that's how cheap we are. But so we sort of planned it that way. まあ、5月、4月、5月は、あの、まあ、季節もいいし、あの、息子はちょうど6月生まれですから、まあ、2月になる前に、あの、無料で飛行機に乗られるから、その時期に帰りました。 And so, there are a few things that we can always count on when we go back to Japan. There are a few things that I've come to sort of know like clockwork are going to happen when we go to Japan. One of those first things that happens when we arrive in my wife's hometown. My wife lives on an island, by the way. The island is called Tsushima. It's not a very densely populated island, but it's a good-sized island. And it's halfway between Fukuoka on the island of Kyushu and Busan in Korea. So it's halfway between Japan and Korea out in the Sea of Japan. And it's known for fishing. That's kind of the main industry is fishing. And the village where my wife grew up, where her family still lives, is primarily a fishing village. And several of her relatives are still involved in fisheries. That's their work. They're fishermen. そして、まあ、妻の実家は、あの、まあ、対馬という離島なんですけど、福岡と韓国のプサンの真間にあります。 で、あの、どっちかというと、漁業が一番盛んになってる、あの、まあ、企業なんですけど、妻の親戚の中に漁師の方も何人かおられます。 So when we arrive from Tsushima, we usually arrive, wind up getting there, you know, sometime in the afternoon. And usually a couple hours after we arrive, one of her relatives comes by with a big cooler full of fish fresh off the boat. And lets my mother-in-law pick out one or two of those fish. And a lot of times she pulls them out of the cooler and they're still moving around. So we get really fresh fish when we get to Tsushima. And so then that night, you know, guess what we're having for dinner? Sashimi, right? So, まあ、この晩は、あの、Tsushima に着いた晩は大体sashimiを食べるんです。And, see, I grew up in Minnesota. And so sashimi growing up was not high on my list of things that were delicious to eat, right? そして、まあ、私、ミネソタ出身なんですので、あまり、まあ、海の幸とか刺身を食べることはなかったんですね。And you know, I could eat, I got over the raw fish thing pretty early, but I never really appreciated sashimi until I went back to Tsushima and had this really, really fresh fish. そして、まあ、刺身の美味しさは Tsushima に行ってから分かったものなんですけど、まあ、それが本当にうまい、本当に甘くて、全然、その、臭みがない魚ですね。So the fish in Tsushima is so fresh that it has none of that kind of fishy flavor or fishy smell. It's just very, rich and sweet, very delicious. And so, I really came to enjoy this. Like, wow, this is like nothing I've ever had before. And it was interesting because we usually stay for about a week. And, you know, we get one big fish. And so we're kind of eating off that one fish for the whole time that we're there. And usually by about the fifth or the sixth day, it starts to taste like the best sashimi that I'd ever had before, up to that point. So, you know, really, really fresh sashimi anywhere else is like five-day-old sashimi in Tsushima. So it's that good. まあ、Tsushima の刺身は、まあ、5日目ぐらいで、その時まで食べた一番美味しい刺身と同じような味がするんですから、まあ、本当に素晴らしいところだということですね。So, we always eat sashimi when we go back to Tsushima. Another thing we do is we go to visit all of my wife's relatives. So, she lives, it's a rural community. There are sort of several villages, but we spend most of our time going to visit her relatives, going to their homes. And the first thing we do when we walk in is we always go straight to the obutsudan. Before we even say hello, straight to the obutsudan to offer incense, gassho, ring the bell. And then, you know, hello, how are you? 久しぶりです。You know, we have our conversation. そして、まあ、そして、妻の親戚に、まあ、挨拶もありにするんですけど、まあ、その親戚の家に着いたら、必ず挨拶をする前に、お仏壇の方に行って、まあ、線香を焚いて合唱することが、通常ですね。そして、まあ、こんにちは、ご無沙汰しておりますという話が始まるんですね。And as we sit down to talk, there's one more thing that I've come to count on when I go back to Tsushima. And that is getting comments about my weight.
そして、Tsushimaに帰ったら自分の体重の話に必ず出てきます。
So the first time I went back to Tsushima after moving here to the US, I probably put on about 10 pounds. Having come back, enjoying things you don't get to eat in Japan, like In-N-Out burgers. And we used to live in Oxnard, which is a very agricultural area. And where you have agricultural areas in California, you have delicious taquerias, right? And so a lot of tacos, a lot of burritos, a lot of really delicious Mexican food. And so I'd packed on about 10 pounds. And my relatives let me know about it when I got back.
まあ、初めて日本に帰った時に多分10パウンド、まあ、5キロぐらい太って帰りまして、まあ、結構そういう話題になりました。Like, oh, 幸せですね。
There's, oh, it looks like you're doing well, you're well fed, and oh, you're putting on some pounds, and oh, you know, your clothes are fitting a little bit tighter, aren't they? And sort of like rub my belly like I'm the family Buddha or something like that. そして、まあ、お腹を、こうなでなでしたり、いろいろ話になったんですね。And so, you know, I grew up in this country, and in America, I think one of the rudest things you can do is tell someone they're getting fat, right?
もうアメリカでは人が太ってる話をすると、まあ結構優しくないという耳が痛いような話ですけど、
not so much in Japan, but, you know, even though sort of intellectually I could tell myself, you know, yes, this is just Japanese culture, they're just, you know, just commenting and not to take it personally, you know, deep down inside I was a little bit hurt because I was like, don't they care about my feelings?
して、まあ、そういう話にされたら、自分の感情に、もう全然関係ないですかと、思ってしまうことがあったんです。
But, you know, over time, I kind of got used to it and just sort of, okay, it's going to happen and just came to accept it. And then the last time we went back to Japan, two things had happened shortly before, well, in the time between my previous trip to Japan. One was that our son had learned to walk. And when he learned to walk, the next day he learned to run. And I learned to run after him very quickly. And so I was getting a lot of exercise. I mean, some of you have seen him and the way he is, but I was constantly in motion, following him. And also I had gotten sick just like a week before and had no appetite. So I kind of dropped back down to my original weight when I was living in Japan. And, you know, and I wasn't really thinking about it. I was just trying to get on the plane, get the whole family over to Japan. But when I arrived, I realized that people were very concerned. So once again, I got the weight comments. But this time it was like, what happened? Are you okay? And they were this look of real concern. They weren't smiling at all. Before, they would like smile and joke when they were telling me about my gaining weight. But this time they all looked so serious. Like I was, you know, very concerned. So I came to realize that I was going to get comments one way or the other. And they were going to be happier if I looked well-fed, you know? そして、まあ、どっちかというと、もうコメントをどうせされるんですけど、どっちかというと、ちょっと太った方がみんな安心すると気づいたんです。And it was that time that I really came to understand that, you know, it was nothing about me, or they certainly, in a deep sense, knew they weren't trying to hurt my feelings, but rather that they totally accepted me as I was, as one of the family, and that's why they were so comfortable commenting to me, a sense of being totally embraced in the family. そして私がもう家族の一人として受け入れられてるから、そういうコメントが出ると気づいて。And I also realized that while they accepted me completely, they were also going to help me see things about myself that I couldn't see for myself. Things that either I didn't recognize, I just thought, you know, this dryer, it seems to be shrinking my clothes. Or, you know, this dry Oxnard weather is making my pants shrink up after I wash them. And so, you know, not accepting the fact that, oh, I'm putting on pounds. Or thinking, maybe I just won't step on the scale this week. Oh, I'll just forget to do that, right? And so, not recognizing things about myself, but my family members very kindly pointing them out to me, showing me what is true and real about myself. And having that sense of being accepted by them, that, you know, they like me just the same, whether I'm 10 pounds overweight or right at my ideal weight. And so to be able to say, oh yeah, that's true about myself. And I think that this is really the way that actually our Nembutsu tradition works as well. I think this is the way that Shinran received the Nembutsu in his life in a very similar way. これはまあ親鸞聖人がお念仏をいただく要素と結構似てると私が思います。There's a passage in the writings of Shinran. Shinran says, when he's talking about himself, he says, I am such that I do not know right and wrong and cannot distinguish false and true. I lack even small love and small compassion. And yet, for fame and profit, enjoy teaching others.
まあ、親鸞聖人曰くは、是非知らず、蛇性もわからぬ、好みなり、消費、生じも、なれけれども、なけれども、妙理に、認知を好むなりと、まあというのは、私は正しいことと間違っていることの違いがわからないものですので、この最も細かい、小さい、優しさもできない人ですから、ただその有名になるとか、利益をもらえるために人の先生をされるというんですね。
So when Shinran wrote this, he wrote this towards the end of his life, and this was a time when he was a famous Buddhist teacher. He had followers in Kyoto, where he lived, but he also had followers in the Hokuriku area, where he had lived for many years, in the Kanto area. And so in many of the major areas of Japan, Shinran had followers at that time. And he was well known. These people would travel. They would risk their lives and travel for over 2 weeks by foot through areas with bandits and wild animals and very dangerous journey just to hear his teaching. Imagine what an ego boost that would be. Somebody risked their life to come and hear what I have to say. You know? And so I think a natural instinct would be to put yourself up on a high horse and say, you know, oh no, not me. I am above all of this. I don't care if these people come or go because I am on the level of enlightenment. But that's very different from Shinran's attitude. Shinran says, yeah, I think it's great that people will travel all this distance just to come see me. I like the fact that people support me. People, when they come, they bring me rice. They bring me donations. So, you know, later in Shinran's life, he didn't face difficulties. He lived a very comfortable life. And he says that, you know, I'm just teaching the Dharma to get these benefits. You know? Now, what this tells us is not, to me, what a dishonest person Shinran was, but rather how truly honest he was able to be with himself. He was able to look at himself and accept and see very the harsh reality of who he was as a person, accept himself totally. And I believe that he was able to do that because of his deep and abiding feeling of being supported and accepted by Amida Buddha. That Amida Buddha fully accepted him. And that gave him the strength and the courage to be able to look at himself and see what he saw and say, yes, this is who I am. That's the power of this Nembutsu teaching. So Shinran, he sees himself as a being totally embraced by Amida Buddha. And he can say, this is who I am, just as I am. I'm just fine. In fact, Shinran says in his the Shoshinge, one of the verses that we chant very often, he says, although I too am within Amida's grasp, passions obstruct my eyes and I cannot see him. Nevertheless, great compassion is untiring and illumines me always.
Bonno ga watashi no manako ni samatagatte, mitatemeru kotsu ga dekinai. Shikashi nagara, Amida Butsu ga oi naru jihi no koumyo wa sono youna watashi o misteru koto wa naku tsune ni terashiteru kudasaru to namanda.
So Shinran feels that just as he is, the Buddha's always shining this light of compassion into his life. To me, this light of the Buddha's compassion is like a flashlight. You know, if we turned off all the lights in here and it was pitch dark, we were all stumbling around, I know Mr. Saiki would pull out his flashlight and start showing us the way to the door.
してこの部屋が真っ暗となったら必ずサイキさんがこういうトーチを出して私たちの入り口のところを示す。
You know, but I might think, oh, I'm the minister of this temple. I'm in this room every day. I know my way around here. I'll just walk out on my own. And then I fall off the Nijin, right? And I bump into the pews because I won't look for the light. I think, oh, I can figure it out for myself. But once I've gotten a few bruises and bumps, maybe I'll say, oh, maybe there's another direction. Maybe there's someone there to help me. And then I see, oh, there's Saiki-san. He's got the flashlight. Let's follow that direction. And that'll show me the way. And that's the light of the Buddha. It's the same way. The light of the Buddha is always shining on us. As soon as the lights went out, Saiki-san pulled out that flashlight. It was on the whole time. But I had to turn and look at it to see it.
でも仏様の御教えは同じようなものですね。 その真っ暗の人生の悩みの中に探さないと自分が 方向が自分では分からないことを気づいて、そして仏法を探すことがないと、その利益をいただくものがないですね。
So unless we accept in our lives that we're stumbling around in darkness, unless we can look within ourselves and say, oh yes, this is me. I'm lost. I'm in the dark. Then we can't turn to the light of the Buddha's teaching to guide us forward. And I believe that Amida Buddha is that reality, that sense of that you're totally accepted, that gives the strength and the courage to look within and to say, yeah, I need some support. I need some help. I need to turn to the teachings of the Buddha. So Amida Buddha is that compassion, that saying that you're accepted just as you are, bumps and all. And also that light that's shining for us and showing us the way forward. So we need to accept that I don't have it all figured out for myself in order to really receive that light of wisdom. That's something I need to do for myself. And whether each of you has that same path, that's for you to decide for yourselves. But to receive the benefit of this Nembutsu teaching, one must look to the guidance of Amida Buddha. And that's why in the passage I read at the start of my talk, it says, persons who truly realize Shinjin. Shinjin is another word for that feeling of being totally accepted by Amida Buddha. Ma Shinjin o makoto ni uru hito というのは、まあ私が必ず阿弥陀如来に救われるこの自身の心ですね。And we receive that from Amida Buddha's vow of wisdom. Then we receive the benefit of being grasped, never to be abandoned. We're never going to be rejected. We're never going to be pushed out. All are included. And so we can accept ourselves just as we are, look at ourselves, and then begin to see the direction forward. You know, so I get angry from time to time, maybe more often than I should. And at those moments that my anger flares up, if I can just say, oh, hello, anger. I'm angry now. And just say, that's me. I'm angry. Then I can not get carried away by that feeling. If I think, oh, I'm a Buddhist priest. I never get angry. I'm always peaceful and calm. Then the anger comes up. I ignore it. And then it flares up. And maybe it carries me to do something foolish or say something foolish. And then I'm not receiving the benefit of the Buddha's wisdom. So there are two aspects, I think, to living in the Nembutsu. One is this aspect of, I'm totally accepted just as I am. But then to be able to look within and see the light of the Buddha shining in our lives. I think that's the benefit that we can receive. And that's a benefit that we receive on an occasion like today when we reflect on these loved ones, these people who we remember here today. Because for us now, they have gone over to the other shore and they exist as Buddhas. They're there always supporting us, accepting us, just as we are. Maybe there were things we wanted to say, conversations we wished we had had with them, but that relationship isn't over. They're still there in our lives. And now we can come to a feeling of deep acceptance with them and see that they are also showing us the way forward in our lives. そしてこの正月法要の先方者も、お浄土に往生して仏となって、私たちを導く者として、私たちの何でも受け入れる姿として、私を正しい道を照らす姿として感謝することができると思います。So as we remember our loved ones here on the Mei Shotsuki, I hope that you will also find in the Nembutsu this deep feeling of acceptance and also this clear light showing you the way forward in your life. まあ、この正月法要を際して皆様がお念仏の中で自分のそのままが受け入れる存在。そして正しい方向を照らしている光をいただければと思います。This time I'd like to conclude with a gassho and nembutsu together. I invite you to join me in gassho. ご一緒に念仏を申しましょう。
南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥